Shalom and welcome with Bindranovsky. You realize it has been quiet a little bit for a while. But that's when Mr. Sickness arrives in midst of loads of work. Since I want to push, first of all, getting the boat done and prophetic words starts piling up. Decided I have other work. Not that you should speak to me for the public every day, but without daylight, also recording is not so easy. And I can only work during daytime, not only on the boat, but like things like gardening for other people. I don't have fancy lights, you know, like in photo studio or where I can record anytime. I have a little light, you know, but the light is not so good. But daylight is much better. And I'm actually even not interested in investing in any equipment for this video stuff, you know, because my public ministry maybe one day will end. Since I'm not flying but sailing on a small boat, it takes quite a while until I reach somewhere. And during that time, I won't have internet and will be not able to post anything. And also, afterwards, I don't know what will happen, how long internet is still available. But my greatest hope is to sail up vertically. The last trip, final trip. Let's see. At least I can hope we can make it out here until they switch on the smart and digital city here. The announcements are already there. 2 days ago, I went out and saw another big 5G tower. It's just about 300 meters away. Another two surveillance cameras with billboards beside I saw on the way. It's just building like crazy, all this total surveillance. But so it is. The days are very short for recording, so I try to get now into it. This word that I want to share now is somehow very different to other words that I received. Not 100% different, but the style was different. So I received it during worship while playing piano. And I recorded it, actually, or it was recorded, you know, online from the other, but the quality is so miserable, I want to spare it to you. The only thing I want to share is the word itself. And it came on the month 11, day 25 in the Gregorian year 2022. Shows enough how far I am behind. However, I titled it Shema Israel Tshuva. So Tshuva, you can also say Shuva. All goes to the same root, Shuv. You can look up for more details in meanings and for yourself at Strong's H7725. And in the prophecy, it goes actually more to return or in a form like repent. For repent, mostly in the Tanakh, in the Old Testament, is the word nacham mentioned. And it is Strong's 5162. But for example, in Hezekiel 18, verse 30, that he used the word shuv for repentance and for turning back. Depends on how you translate the things. But now let's go into the word, and which is actually was singing and not reading. But I won't sing here now. I don't have a piano at hand now. So I started the singing Shema Israel, Tshuva. Thunder is coming. Actually, when I spoke the word, thunder is coming, right at that moment, there was outside a thunderbolt, just at the right, with a second, when I said, thunder is coming, bang. So, but now, back to the word, and so it goes, Israel, tshuva, Shema Israel, Shema Israel, Shema Israel, tshuva. Oh, Mashiach is waiting for you. He's waiting for you to return. He's waiting to return to him. Shema Israel. Yeshua is waiting. When will you turn? When will you turn back to me? Yeshua says, when will you turn back to me? When will you turn back? Not much time is left for you, O Israel. I am waiting for you such a long time. I am waiting for you. I waited for you. Oh, as like the time of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Oh, come to me, Israel. You are playing with fire. But this is not my fire. It's the wrong fire of the enemy. Look to my fire, the real holy fire, the fire of love, the fire in Torah, from Torah up to the cross, up till heaven. My patience with you is almost over. Listen, listen, Israel, turn to me, to the ways of the fathers, the righteous ways of Noah, the righteous ways of Abraham, the righteous ways of the Son, Yeshua. The blood at the cross poured out for you. Not much longer, not much longer, until I take my bride. Have oil in your lamps, oil overflowing in the presence of your enemies. Your cups overflowing, your cups shall overflow in righteousness. Israel, have I not called you before I laid the foundations of the earth? Why are you hiding behind your traditions of men? Why are you hiding behind evil men? Come out of your hiding place and see the hiding in the rock. Seek the hiding under the shelter of my wings. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Under the shelter of my wings, the wings of the Most High, my shelter shall be your shelter. Stand on the rock when the winds are blowing. Stand on the rock when the waves are coming. Stand on the rock in the storm, or else you will be washed away with a coming storm. You will be washed away if your house is built on sand. Take the time, the little time that is left, to come unto the rock of your salvation. Amen. That was the word, that was the singing. That's actually the well-known Shema. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. What the religious Jews usually quote often as a centerpiece of their prayer time, morning, noon, and evening. It's from Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Yes, all Israel. So all, the words are all about Israel. And for Israel, maybe also to say the children of Israel. But please don't throw it into the wrong box. When many people, when they hear Israel, immediately they say, that's the Jews. But the children of Israel are not Jews. The Jews are included, yes, but they're actually children of Israel, Israel's actually Hebrews. Yes, Israel is a nation, a country, but this prophecy does not address this little piece of land where people say that's Israel, but it points to the people, the Israelites. And that's the real Israel, the people. Wherever they are located in this world, scattered all over. I think 2 Chronicles 7:14 that says it nicely. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. That's what Israel needs. That's so sick there, what's going on there. I mean, all over the world, not only Israel. Here we have the in this word in Chronicles, we have Shuv v'yashuvu, but turn from their wicked ways. So they turn away from their wickedness and following wicked leaders and doing all wicked things. Interestingly enough was the beginning when I said thunder is coming, that split second. I mean, things like that, that the thunderbolt really, and it was very close, it was very bright. And things like that doesn't happen often to me. I think once in every 10 years, maybe. But it might give some evidence of like a confirmation, I would say. So if you are from the children of Israel, not necessarily whether you're pure ones or the grafted in ones, have your lamp filled with the oil and stand on the rock of your salvation, so you will not be washed away with the storms that will arrive. And there will be a big storm coming. It's just calm at the moment, but not much longer, and there will be a big storm all over the world. All right, until the next word, until the next time, hopefully soon, maybe be mightily blessed, and Adonai be with you. Shalom, shalom.